The first thing that happened to me when I was in heaven is the Lord gave me a good length of time, because he had to talk to me about something, but he gave me a length of time to enjoy the atmosphere of heaven. And again, like being in revival, because I was in that atmosphere in heaven, you get spoiled, because that's all you want is what is in heaven. I turned a corner in this huge house in heaven and I met Jesus. And Jesus said to me, I want to show you something.
My guest is Ryan Bruss, and it's kind of a reversal for him, because he's one of our producers, and he's usually analyzing what's going on and giving direction rather than being in that chair. But he wrote a book that I am really, really excited about, Carrying the Presence of God. And but you have an approach that is very, very different. But for starters, what do you mean by carrying the presence?
Well, Jesus said, pray this way, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So whatever is going on in heaven, Jesus says, bring it to earth, bring it here. And because Jesus lives inside us, we carry the kingdom wherever we go, whether we're at home, our job, work, right in this studio, we're carriers of the presence. And right now, Sid, the Lord's been speaking to me all day, right now is the time for ordinary people with ordinary lives, with doing extraordinary things for God. I mean, now's the time. Two-thirds of God's name is go. So we might as well just do it. We might as well just go and preach the gospel, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, and cast out devils.
Tell me a bit about the supernatural early on.
Well, I was born again 40 years ago. I know I don't look that old, Sid, but I was born again 40 years ago. And my dad died of cancer when I was 12. And right after he died, my mom looked at us three kids, looked up to heaven, and said, you know what? I'm not going to do this by myself. You guys are going to get filled with the Holy Ghost. And so that night, we all got full of the Holy Ghost just days after.
All of you?
All three of us, just like that.
Speak in tongues?
I'll speak in tongues. And we went, I'm telling you, I can remember like it was yesterday. We were laying on our bed, my brother and his and my, me and my bed. We were just speaking in tongues all night. It's just 12 years old, 10 years old. And so We didn't have a lot of money growing up at all, because my father died, the cancer just ate through our finances. And we literally had to lay our hands on appliances and believe for them to work. Mm-hmm. We had to pray over the food that would multiply in our home. In fact, my mom said, I remember it again like it was yesterday, we sat on the front of our house. Me, my brother and sister, and my mom said, you're going to pray, we're all going to pray in the spirit until groceries pull up in our driveway. So we sat there, you know, she said, close your eyes, probably because she didn't know what to expect. But we closed her eyes, and then I had one eye open as I was praying, Corabasoriondo, you know. And sure enough, Sid, a car pulled up in our driveway.
Hey there.
And brought us a whole carload of groceries.
You know, I don't know about you, Ryan, but seeing that direct amazing answer to prayer was more important than the groceries. I don't know. You might have said the groceries.
Well, the groceries, that filled our stomach. That was a good part. But I grew up in a house with a supernatural, because you know my mom personally. She's a seer. Yeah. And so, you know, we couldn't get away with anything.
Wait, what does seer mean?
A seer is somebody that has their eyes open to the spirit realm. But I grew up with my mom seeing angels with us. I could tell you hundreds of stories of the glory, angels, because that's just how we grew up.
But as a young man, you were a dreamer, and God started speaking to you in dreams.
I didn't have anybody, because I grew up without a father, didn't have anybody to mentor me. So the Holy Spirit took over, and he would mentor me on what to do about this, what to do about that. And as a teenager, I had a dream where all these dirt clogs were coming down a conveyor belt, and my job was to break them open, get to the center. And in the center, I saw a diamond, and the Lord said, that's part of your ministry, is to help people see their value and worth before me.
You say we have answers to everyone's need inside of us. Does everyone have answers to everyone's need, or just you?
Well, I have some good answers, but if you are born again, you carry God with you. And the big revelation that the Lord is trying to speak to me about, Sid, is that you have to, everybody, if you call yourself a Christian, you have to begin to understand that you carry the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit with you. So everywhere you go, things are going to start happening. God's going to move. Bring the kingdom into your finances. Bring the kingdom into your spouse's life. Bring the kingdom to your kids, or, you know, any area of your life.
Now, in 1996, you went to Pensacola, Florida. Tell me what that experience brought to you, besides a wife.
Well, it did bring me, that was good, and later on kids. But the beautiful thing about the Brownsville Revival is, because I thought it was already, this is 1996 I went there, I thought I was already on fire for God till I went to a revival. And then you know where you're at with God. And it totally changed my life. As you know, I ended up working for Steve Hill, but it totally changed my life. See, revival wrecks you. Nothing, I'm a pastor of a church now. I get frustrated when I don't see and feel what I felt in revival. We don't go to the past, but if it's not at least that, I need something else. You know, I need the glory. I need more of God because I know what is available.
But you went out in the streets there with, but you didn't just go out in the streets witnessing. How many people did you have with you on the streets?
On the weekends, we had sometimes 275 people that would hit the streets and evangelize. It was awesome. And one of the greatest testimonies that came out of that is there was a man by the name of Chacho. He was going into a bar, and our group of students just said, hey, can we talk to you? Anybody can say that. Hey, can we just talk to you for a minute? He goes, okay, I'll talk to you. Well, this was over 20 years ago. He ended, to make a long story short, he gets down on his knees, prays a prayer of salvation. When he stood up, he was set free from every addiction in his life. He was so saved, as we said back in the revival. He was so saved that 20 years later now, I'm talking about right now, I speak at his pastor's conferences and do mission trips where, because he's planted orphanages and churches all over Mexico just because we met him going out of a bar.
But what would have happened in his life if you hadn't gone out on the streets to do something a lot of people don't want to do, just talking to people about Jesus?
He would tell you himself that I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't have made it. I mean, he's doing work in Israel now, in Brazil, all because he was going into a bar. We said, wait, just one second. We want to talk to you.
Comment on anyone can bring the kingdom to anybody, anywhere.
See, if you're born again, when you walk into a coffee shop, that means healing just walked into the coffee shop. Miracles just walked into the coffee. Everything in that coffee shop that every person needs.
But what if you've never seen people healed when you pray?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he has a plan and he has a purpose for everybody in that coffee shop. And you are coming in to get a cup of coffee, but little did you know that that man sitting in the corner is suicidal and you have the joy of the Lord living in you.
Okay, give me a real life experience of you going into a coffee shop.
It wasn't too long ago. I went into a coffee shop and the barista, she looked like she wanted to hurt me, to be honest with you. She had just angry look on her face and my flesh just wanted to get the coffee and go. And she was just having a bad attitude. And as I was grabbing my coffee, I thought, you know what? No. And I said, are you okay? She says, I have migraines. And I thought, well, you know, no wonder you're so crabby, you know. And I said, can I pray for you? I didn't go into this religious rhetoric. Are you, you know, this? Are you that? You go to church? I just said, can I pray for you? She goes, yes.
Sure.
I might have said I was a pastor. I grab her hand, and I felt the presence of God shoot through me into her hand. I said, what do you feel? Because she had her eyes open. She goes, I feel so tingly. I said, that's the presence of God. I said, but how's a migraine? She goes, gone. And then 2 days later, I go back to that same place to see her. She runs and grabs another coworker and says, see, that's the man that prayed for me. That's the one that prayed for me. That's all you got to do to bring the kingdom and carry the presence of God.
You say, I think these divine appointments are so easy. Do you always get positive responses?
Oh, my goodness, no. In fact, one time many years ago, I was in the park. And we were just sharing Jesus with everybody around. And this man walks up to me and yelling. And I said, what's wrong? And as I put my hand on his shoulder to say everything's okay, he punched me in the face so hard he knocked me out cold. Said, look at this face. I need all the help I can get. He punched me so hard, my head actually hit a concrete water fountain.
Oh.
that woke me up. And a Satanist said that I had been ministering to ran over to me and said, can I help? For a split second, I thought, what do you mean? Woo! So, but as God is my witness, I mean, he sucker punched me, said, he knocked me out cold. had no anger, no nothing. I got hurt physically.
Only God could.
Only God could do that.
Because He's in you.
That's right.
Carry His presence.
You carry His presence. Absolutely. It was awesome.
Seems like almost every day you're having these divine appointments. What about me? Am I Swiss cheese? I mean, why do you have a divine appointments all the time and most people don't? Why?
Because they're just not looking for them. And it, see, I've learned a huge secret that if I'm focusing on my bills, my health, my problems, I walk in a coffee shop, I'm not going to have any kind of joy for anybody else.
Nothing left.
No, there's nothing left, even though Jesus is in here. So what I've done, and that's what we did in the CD set, is teach people how to break through all the drama and junk of this world and get full of Jesus, no matter what your bills look like, no matter what. See, Sid, there's a time in my own marriage that we were down to baked potatoes twice. There's only so many times you can slice and bake and mash a potato. Eventually, you just start throwing them at each other. But what I'm saying is I've been there, done that, and you got to get to a place where, you know what? I've lived long enough to know that Jesus has always seen me through everything, and I'm not going to let these problems bother me. I am just like everybody else, and you listening, you're just like everybody else. It's time to just let go of everything that's tethering you to this world and say, you know what? I'm a carrier of the presence of God. I'm going to get through this in Jesus' name.
Tell me about the restaurant you went in with the lady with the nice smile. I mean, this sounds little, but that's the type of thing you can do.
We walked in, we were seated, and she just had a big smile. I said, you know, I said, I just want to tell you, you have a very nice smile.
She was
like,
oh. Nice smile.
And
so,
by the way,
thank you.
Isn't that something you could do?
Easy.
Of course you could.
And that's what I teach in the book. Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, can I have a drink? Anybody can say that. And then her life changed forever. So we sat down, we dialogued a little more, and every time she would walk away, the Holy Spirit would say, ask her this. She walked away one more time. The Holy Spirit said, ask her about her father. And now said, see, I have an open door in her life because I'm just loving. I valued her. She's worth it. I'm not just giving my food. She's worth my time. I feel like crying right now because everybody's worth it. And so she came back that last time and I said, can I ask you a personal question?
Because
I had a right to because of how far I've gone in with the conversation.
Can you tell me about your father?
And I said, can you tell me about your father? She started to weep. She goes, he molested me. And so we ministered to her. Her whole countenance changed. She was free of that. The joy of the Lord hit her, all because we just said, you have a nice smile. And then she was touched forever. I heard a saying the other day, love people until they ask you why. Just love people, and doors will fling open for you. Absolutely.
Well, now listen to this. Ryan went to heaven to learn how to love. And when he tells us what he learned in heaven, many of you will feel rivers of love flowing out from the screen itself or in the studio audience from Ryan. It's the supernatural atmosphere of heaven. Be right back.
Through Ryan's book, Carrying the Presence, you will learn how to carry God's presence wherever you go and learn how to bring the kingdom of God to anyone, anywhere. Through this book, you will recognize and respond to divine appointments, release a move of God into your sphere of influence, make Jesus irresistible to hardened hearts, partner with the Holy Spirit to release miracles. Included at the end of every chapter is a personal application so you can immediately begin to activate the presence of God within you and then release it to others.
It's not about the superstar evangelist, superstar prophet. It's everybody doing the work of the kingdom. So many wonderful things happen when you learn that you are a carrier of the presence of God.
Through Ryan's anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Releasing the Kingdom, you will be awakened to the reality that you can experience God's presence daily. Learn how to set your eyes on Jesus so that you can experience everything you are longing for in God. Begin to experience God's glory to break every chain, every sickness, every addiction, and every roadblock keeping you from experiencing the full promises of God. This teaching will help you to become so on fire, so full of His presence, so full of joy, that His kingdom will be released from you to others wherever you go. Each audio teaching contains powerful prayers of impartation. Receive access to a downloadable digital version of the CD set when you purchase online. Plus, receive this special bonus, Ryan's World Changer Card. It will help remind you how you can be be a world changer. Don't miss out on getting this powerful brand new book, Carrying the Presence by Ryan Bruss, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Releasing the Kingdom, plus Ryan's World Changer card. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9629. Call or write today.
So, Ryan, one night you're minding your own business, you go to sleep, and you end up in heaven. What happened?
It was awesome. Again, whether, like Paul said, in the body, out of the body, you know, everybody says it because nobody really knows. And in the middle of the night, I find myself up in heaven. Now, when I begin to tell this story, I feel it now. I feel the presence of the Lord just flow out of me. I feel the rivers, man. I feel, whew. And let me tell you, there's nothing like the atmosphere of heaven, Sid. And
By the way, I don't know about you at home or in the studio audience, but it is flowing like a river.
I'm serious. The first thing that happened to me when I was in heaven is the Lord gave me a good length of time, because he had to talk to me about something, but he gave me a length of time to enjoy the atmosphere of heaven. And again, like being in revival, because I was in that atmosphere in heaven, you get spoiled, because that's all you want is what is in heaven. And it's hard to explain, but it was so electric and so full of joy and love and life at the same time. It's the glory. When the glory is on me, sometimes I feel that atmosphere of heaven. So I know that the glory is the atmosphere of heaven, and I feel that glory in meetings. I turned a corner in this huge house in heaven, and I met Jesus. And Jesus said to me, I want to show you something. And so we walked together, and he was on my right, and we looked to the left at this massive room, and there was a huge pile of jewels, crowns, rubies, necklaces, all jewels, all beautiful. And we looked at that together. It was about 8 feet high, about 8 feet wide. And then our eyes turned together. We looked at another one, same thing. And then another one, same thing. And then we looked over here, and I noticed that there was a smaller pile, about a quarter the size of the rest of it. He told me, that's your love reward right there compared to these. He goes, I want you to work on your love reward.
I bet you were surprised.
I was really surprised, not hurt, because when Jesus corrects you, it doesn't bring hurt. It's he disciplines out of love. And when Jesus showed me that, I remember thinking, I'm going to do whatever I can when this is done to go back in love.
One of the things you do that I do admire is you have a friend that's a police officer, and you ride with him many times. Tell me about the time that there was this young man that was having a fight with his mother.
Such a sad story. He was a teenager and not saved, and the police officer went into his car, and I just began to minister to him and said, I have nothing in common with him in the natural, nothing, except for that we both didn't have a father. And I said, Holy Spirit, show me something about this man. And we began to talk, and he said this statement to me, I've never had a good day in my life. Wow. I mean, a teenager saying that. I never had a good day in my life. And so the Lord told me that the calling on his life is for the creative arts and music. And so I told him about his destiny, and it began to change right before my eyes, because hope was coming in. And anybody can do this. When you carry the presence, you can do this. So I began to talk to him about Jesus and the love that Jesus has for him. And the police officer walked back in, who loves the Lord, walked back in. As I was praying the prayer over him to be saved, we both literally witnessed his eyes go from dark to light, and he became born again just like that. His everything changed. And then I found out later, the police officer told me, when his mom came home, because that's why we were there, because of a big fight, they hugged each other, and just, you know, you just one life can change so many others, because we're carriers of the presence of God. And you don't have to be a minister. You don't have to be a pastor, a preacher, an apostle. Anybody can do this. I have a friend who for years struggled with her identity, because everybody said she had to be in the ministry. She had to be in the ministry. She had to be in the ministry. So we prayed for her and prophesied over Janet. She goes to our church, and she finally realized, you know what? I'm just going to do what God called me to do. So she became a nurse. And the testimonies that we hear of her bringing the presence of God to the emergency room are incredible. In fact, She's the second person to ever touch a newborn as it comes out of the womb, and she's doing this.
That's my kind of nurse. I'm glad she didn't go into ministry.
I am glad she's in the ministry.
Ryan, the presence of God is sky high. I want you to release that to the people that are watching in the studio and at home. Now, I want to get in on it. Release
it
right now. It's strong.
So just lift up your hands wherever you are, if you can, everybody watching, everybody in the studio audience. And Father, I'm asking you for a personal favor, that atmosphere that I felt in heaven, that glory, there it is. Woo! That glory just comes on everybody watching right now. Whatever you're going through, it's just for a moment, the Bible says. Do not lose heart. And now invite the presence of God. Invite the glory. Everybody in the studio audience, just receive that presence. I know you are at home. You are healed right now because the presence of the Lord is there. You are set free. I see somebody with drug addiction right now. You're being set free. You're being set free of that drug addiction. I see it. I see it. Just lift up your hands and write this ministry, and you tell them that Jesus set me free of my drug addiction. Lord, I pray whatever they're going through, that you fill them with your glory. Fill them right now with the atmosphere of heaven in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. I see somebody with a plate in their head, and it's causing your self-esteem has sunk real low because you don't articulate things correctly, and the Lord's healing you right now. He's healing you right now in Jesus' name. I see a woman, you're away from God right now, and Jesus is touching you right now. You have a renewed hope. That's what it is. I see a renewed hope, and Jesus is touching you, and you're going to be on fire, and you're going to do everything that God has called you to do in Jesus' name.
And I don't have anything more to say, but amen, so be it. The Lord was holding something that was round. And what did it look like, a beach ball to you or something?
Well, I thought of an exercise ball.
Yeah.
That you have at the gym. And I thought, well, that's odd because he's not exercising. And I was just watching the Lord as he was holding on to this ball. And then as I focused more on the ball, because at that time I was looking at him, I saw that it wasn't an exercise ball. It was actually planet Earth.